Now.
All right, and this is our official call order for our June 3rd meeting. It's 12:02. Is there any public comment? Okay, we'll move on to our agenda item.
I'm not sure which one is the one that's first. Yeah, it was. Okay. So the first one, and Autumn might have more details than me, but I don't know if you guys are aware, the funding from State Bank fell through. So now we are going to try and get a loan with our rural loan. So a loan we already have, we're going to add to it to be, just add to it. So this is basically the same thing that we had already done for State Bank, but we need to do it again for them. Is that right, Ada? Basically? That resolution, yeah, to borrow, like, yes, giving Dave authority to sign documents.
And really, they just want to know that the board is approving the loan request and we're not just requesting money, you know? So
any questions on that?
Will you...
This has to get marked, actually.
And then we're just looking for a motion to approve the resolution. I can't hear you, Diana, but I see your mouth is moving. Mm-hmm. Can they hear us?
Looks like we just lost Diana, so we need to pause for a moment.
Okay.
Looks like she was muted as well during that moment. Sorry, I was typing.
Who else do we have, Diana and Paul?
Hi, you? I'm back, sorry.
Okay. We're just waiting to get to Diana.
I'm back, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, great. Does this have like the loan amount on it or anything?
No,
the loan amount is not there, but it did get approved when we did the budget approval, the cap approval for the construction project. So it's
$3.5 million. Okay. So then you just, I am sorry, did somebody make a motion while I was gone?
No,
we were waiting for you to get back.
Okay, great. Well, then I make a motion to approve the corporate resolution to borrow to add to the loan then.
Okay, do we have a second?
I can second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes.
So then the other item, you should be able to see it. This is a really short policy. And it's a new policy. It's basically for any educator that wants to teach or coach or do anything outside of Gateway, just making sure that it's not interfering with their contracted responsibilities, that they're not using Gateway's name or logo to promote it in any way, and that if there is any kind of compensation, that everything goes through Dave. So it's a two-page, I can scroll wherever you guys want to see.
This is just from the
school.
This is out of what? I'm sorry.
She said, is this just straight from the state and right out of administrative rule? And I just said yes.
Okay, I looked at this before our last meeting when I thought we were looking at this.
Uh-huh.
No LEA resources, including space, was the main thing that jumped out at me.
So if they do it as a private, like if they come in and fill out our facility use agreement and do it the way that everybody else does it, they just couldn't get special privileges renting and doing it because they work here.
Okay. Should we specify then maybe? I mean, that was the only thing that jumped out at me was the space. I mean,
okay.
Do we need to specify that unless a facility use agreement is filled out, I guess, for lack of better terms.
Is this for any employee or just educators?
The rule is just for educators. Did you guys hear that? Brittany asked if it was for any employee or just educators. Actually, it is everybody. Yeah. Yeah.
Any employee.
Yeah, any employee.
Well, that means we need to be more specific. We need to say any employee because, like, a lunchroom person isn't it for a.
True.
You know, so yeah. If it's the same rule applies to everybody, like
then we'll just
like
make
you can't
it.
Can't use the kitchen to cook something and stuff.
Yes, we can change that.
Could you say that again, Brittany?
Well, I was just saying that if it says any employee, then that might be better because we would apply the same policy to like lunchroom workers or maintenance staff, anyone else that's not
listed
in that. We would still want to apply the same thing. So we would just, I guess I'm just proposing that we would change the wording to say any employee gateway.
Okay. Where is that located? I've got too many windows open here.
Based on two definitions of an educator. So I guess it would also change maybe the title of the policy.
Yeah.
Educators or other employees.
There we go.
Or should I just say staff?
Staff.
Same. Involving staff.
Yeah. So do they need a specific title for
Do they need a specific title for the state to know this was one of those required policies for that audit?
I don't know because I haven't even read the board rule.
Okay.
I need to read the board rule to make sure.
I'll look and see.
They might just be able to
leave it.
The staff, but otherwise just add
or
other employees.
Mm-hmm. Or keep that.
It seems similar to a conflict of interest form. I assume we have one of those for employees, correct?
Yes.
So this is just addition to that conflict of interest form.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Any other questions or wanting to change anything?
I don't think so.
I'm good.
So I will change though. The unless the facility use agreement is in place, and then I will change the definition to any employee of Gateway, and I'll check on the title.
Okay, and that would need to be kind of carried through the rest of the policy.
The any employee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just because everywhere else it just says educators.
Yeah, but if we add it to the definition, of educator, would that
then
include it?
It should for the purposes of it. Because if that's what we're saying the definition is. But I can do whatever you guys want me to do.
If it's in the definition, it will carry through.
Educator, including paraprofessional teachers.
Yes, we're fine with just defining every employee as an educator. Yeah. As long as it's defined it for this policy, I think that should be fine.
Okay.
That won't get won't get us in trouble by saying staff is
Yeah, that seems weird.
Educators later on.
I mean, we're defining it, but I would almost change the term from educator to maybe just employee.
Yeah, per school employee.
So at the top.
Yeah.
So we have to find out if we can do that.
Yeah, let me find out.
Okay.
That would simplify it so we aren't held to that definition on any
other
policy. Okay. So with those changes, are we ready for a motion to approve it?
I'll move to approve the LEA relationship to activities involving educators policy with the changes we discussed and looking into the definition of educator versus employee.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. And that was our last item of business, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
I had a question.
Oh, yes?
I had a question. It's not a motion of business, or item of business, I guess. And it just slipped my mind. Nope. Okay. Who seconded that?
Diana, I think.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Changes.
But no one's made a motion to adjourn.
No, Paul said he had a question.
Sorry, I'm making notes here. Diana seconded. Okay, move to adjourn.
Oh, okay.
Second.
Okay, roll call vote, Paul.
Aye.
Diana.
Aye.
And Amy.
Aye.
Okay, meeting adjourned at 12:13.
Okay, that's fabulous.
Great right meeting.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay.